AM 1420 WAMV. As we mentioned, we have right now with us Bill Milliken, who is the founder of Communities and Schools, a wonderful program which helps keep kids in schools, and we're going to find out how that's done. And it's a very timely topic considering that Heritage High School made the list of dropout factories in the United States, though of course they claim they don't really deserve it. But Bill, what dropout factories and the dropout epidemic, what's causing this?
Well, I traced it back. I had the privilege of spending 11 years working with a group called Young Life, working on the streets of New York with kids, and I realized they weren't dropping out of school because of education. They were dropping out of school because nobody knew their name. They felt worthless, and they weren't turned on to living. And I told many educators and testified before Congress on the fact that it isn't programs that change kids, it's relationships. And they first have to know somebody cares that they make it and that is willing to go to bat for them. And then once they have hope, then they begin to learn.
And it really is relationships. And in talking with people who had terrible school experiences, that was one of the things that they do bring up. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that was my own personal experience. And again, it was a caring adult coming into my life through this Young Life organization that got me turned around. And I got excited about helping others like myself.
One of the things, too, that when you talk to teachers, they say that they, I think, echo what you're saying, is that the problem is not necessarily an educational problem, that the school can't do it all, that it takes other people helping out. It's just the problem is bigger than just our schools need fixing.
Oh, exactly, and I warned 30 years ago that we were going to be in trouble educationally and that we would think it was an education issue. I said it's a breakdown in community issue, that we've lost that safety net which was there for children in so many places, which is the extended family in relationship with the faith community, where's the safety net. Now we're asking schools to be that. We're asking teachers to be mother, father, sister, brother, social worker, hall guard, everything but teachers. And we have to free our teachers up to teach and create safe environments for them to teach in and make sure kids have their basic needs met when they come into school.
How does Communities and Schools go about doing that?
Well, what we do is we get the school to and the local community to put a site coordinator inside the school that frees up the principal and the teachers. And they're the eyes and ears and legs to the broader community, and they find out what kids need. It may be as simple as eyeglasses and as difficult as the fact that maybe that kid's father was sent to prison the night before, or the mother was mugged or something like that, so that we weave together all the resources that are in the community, we weave them together around the school so that whatever that kid's need is, it's being met so that they go to school ready to learn.
Is this done in a very formal way? How does it get started? Like, I can see the...
Well, we get invited by, usually a lot of times it's a business community. Say, hey, look, we've got trouble with our workforce. We're losing our workforce. Our kids are dropping out. Then they'll introduce us to the superintendent, and then the superintendent invites us in to do an assessment to see what the needs are. And then we create a local board there so that it's totally owned by the community. And then they end up hiring this coordinator, what I call champion of children, whose whole job is to get these services, which are scattered all over town, to get them to come together around the schools.
Hmm. You know, I'm wondering if we don't have something like that going in the town in which our studios are, Amherst, Virginia, the Amherst County schools started a number of partnerships with businesses and so forth in the area.
And well, that would be tremendous. And if you could encourage them to read The Last Dropout, maybe if there's some things they're missing, they can just do it. That was part of the moral responsibility I felt of laying out these 9 principles that we've learned over 30 years that can help communities see what's missing and put that part in.
Let's talk about those 9 principles. What are they?
Well, one is you have to start with relationships, not programs, that it's relationships that change children, not just programs. And then the second one is that to realize that the dropout crisis is not just an education issue, it's a community issue. A third, and that's kind of the first third of the book, is about relationships. Kids need a sense of not only a personal relationship, but a safe, caring community. And I have five basics that I think that all kids need, which is a caring adult, a safe place, a marketable skill when they're done, a healthy life and lifestyle, and a chance to give back themselves. And then I say every fifth is that every community needs a champion for children that's freed up to be that broker, or that servant leader, to coordinate the resources. And then to let people know, educators will welcome you. They want to work together, but we need to do it on their terms because it's their place, but we can be there as part of that support community. And that we really do need to all work together, the people who are trying to do the governance side of schools, the people who are getting the pedagogy to get the best possible education for children. But then they need the third side of what I call the triangle of the community. When these three are working together, then you really do have change. And by the way, if the local community would like to partner and get together with our state organization, they can just contact communities and schools of Virginia, and they'll be glad to help any way they can.
Well, how many states are you in at the moment?
Well, we're in 27 states, but we have 15 state organizations. We believe once there's, like, we have a strong presence in Richmond, once you get one community set up, then we train people at the state level to be the replicators. We want Virginians replicating Virginia, North Carolinians with North Carolina. So we have 15 of those so far where they're the ones organized. And by the way, nationally, we're in 3,400 schools, and they're now working with 1,200,000 children. But it's basically volunteers. We have 49,000 volunteers. We only pay for 5% of our staff.
Wow. Do you have some statistics, some testimony as the result of all this?
Yes, and we can be glad to share that with anybody, but our biggest statistic is that we go into schools that often have as many as 40-50% of the kids that are either potentially dropping out or dropping out, and we're getting more than between 87-90% of them to stay in school, and an equal amount that are increasing better grades. The promotion rates are around 90%. That's what we've been averaging across the country.
Wow, that's pretty significant.
It's very significant, and we're even now been, because of that, we've been given some resources to do a third-party evaluation, which is also going to be out this year, which is the evidence-based, so that we can go and begin to affect policy to say, hey, we need to have policy where we've got somebody freed up in every school to meet these outside needs.
The book is called The Last Dropout, Stop the Epidemic, and if somebody wants to get in touch with your organization, they should do it through the state?
Well, they can do it through the state, or just call us here at Communities and Schools, our national office, which is 1-800-CIS-4, the number 4, KIDS.
Wonderful. I wish we had more time.
Well, I sure enjoyed talking to you, Bob.
Well, it's been great, and I've been honored to talk to you. We'll be praying for you. Wish you the best in the program as it goes along.
We need a lot of prayer. Keep it going. That's the only thing that keeps us going.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Okay.
Thanks for being with us. Hope to talk to you again.
Thanks, Bob.